Tennessee.
Two of that 590 show coming at you live right now on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Matt Berger, Matt Rocchio alongside John G. Monty Rudolph behind the dials. Joining us right now on the Belmont Automotive phone line is the former IBO welterweight champion, Chris the Heat Van Heerden. You can follow him on Twitter at the Heat 001. Chris, how are you, sir?
Good afternoon, my friend. I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. Great to have you back on. I know that we had you on before to talk a little about boxing, but now since you've become really famous because of the video you released of you sparring with Conor McGregor, but before we get to that, I want to talk about the fight last Saturday between Manny Pacquiao and Jeff the Horn and Horn in Brisbane, Australia. When you see something like that and you see how the scoring judges has got it completely wrong, when you see something like that as a boxer, are you just kind of like, yeah, you know what? That's just kind of how boxing goes. I mean, you have blown calls in every other sport. Or do you look at that and go, yeah, you know what? That's the reason why boxing isn't bigger, is because everybody thinks we're corrupt, and there they just kind of proved it.
You know what? It's sad to see something like that happen. You know what? I did think that Manny Pacquiao won the fight. It was very close. Jeff Horn did come out. He made it very, very uncomfortable. But that's kind of the thing you prepare yourself for when you go to a foreign country, like to someone like Jeff Horn, to Australia. That was his country. You're going to his backyard, so you always kind of prepare for something like that. And if you go there, you gotta either knock the guys out or win convincingly. Pacquiao made it tough. I thought Pacquiao made it tough. I thought Pacquiao won the fight, but I thought he had it sealed in round 9. But then coming out of round 10 and 11, Horn, Pacquiao didn't do nothing. Pacquiao had no pedal put on the pedal, and he kind of let Horn back into the fight in 10 and 11. And you know, I can see why the judges went all so crazy, but the scoring was crazy. The one judge that had 110, 117 all for Jeff Horn. I was like, are you ridiculous? you know what? I've been in a situation like that. My first loss in my career came back in 2010 when I went to the champion's backyard back in Serbia, back in, you know, close to Russia.
Yeah.
And I beat up the champion over 12 rounds. I beat him up convincingly, and they scored it against me, and it hurts. It is not fun. It is not nice. It discourages the fighter. And yes, you know, you ask, does it hurt the sport? Judging like this does hurt the sport. It's not good. But you know, in all due respect for Jeff Horn, you know, he came out, and this is the thing. I feel sorry for Jeff Horn because people are making him out to be a bad guy now, but he's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, he's not the judge of the fight. He came out and do what he had to do, and that was fight his heart out, and I think he did just that. And you know, with respect to Jeff Horn for putting everything on the line.
I'm sure you don't remember seeing it because you were only a year old when it happened, but I'm sure you've heard about Roy Jones Jr. when he was fighting for the United States at the Seoul Olympics in 1988, and how he was fighting a South Korean boxer, and the Olympics were in South Korea, and Roy Jones Jr. just got completely screwed in one of his boxing matches. So I'm sure you've heard about that.
I've seen that over and over. Yeah, that was bad.
So what do you make of the WBO saying that they're going to rescore the fight, but they're not going to turn around the decision? Manny Pacquiao is still going to take the loss, just not going to lose
so
as much.
So what does that help?
Yeah, I don't understand why they're doing that either. It seems like a complete and total waste of time.
Exactly. If you're not going to change the decision, then it's totally a waste of time. Don't even go bother.
I'm with you on that one. I do not get it. So let's talk about the fight, the big one that everybody's going to be talking about for the next couple of months, and that is Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather. It's going to be August 26th at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Now, you have sparred with Conor McGregor. Now, this was a couple years ago when this happened, but you sparred with him.
1 year ago. Exactly 1 year ago.
Oh, okay, so it was exactly 1 year ago. Thank you for the correction. Yeah. So it wasn't that long ago, and you were like, look, you know, I'm not the same level of fighter as Floyd Mayweather, and he couldn't even land a punch against me. How is he going to land a punch against Floyd Mayweather?
Look, he did land on me. He did land on me, but nothing, you know, it was a friendly sparring session. We sparred on two occasions. I came from holiday out of shape. I just moved around. You know, I was no threat at all. He didn't threaten me in a sense where I was in danger. Got to keep my hands up. So I played around. He did tag me a few times. Nothing serious. No power on it. But what I could do with him was just so easy. You know, I landed the jab. I could hit him when I wanted to hit him. It was, it was easy for me. And with all due respect, I love Conor. I'm a Conor McGregor fan when it comes to the UFC. Does Conor have some sort of boxing skill? Yes, he does. He does. Do I give him any opportunity, any chance against Floyd Mayweather? No, he's not an A-grade level fighter. He's not an elite fighter. He's not a B-grade level fighter. He's a C-grade level, maybe a C-D level fighter. He's got some sort of boxing background. But he's not in that class. People that tell me he's going to knock Floyd out, would give Floyd a hell of a ride. You know what? Sugar Shane Mosley couldn't do it. Oscar De La Hoya couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, you could go on and on and on and on. Marcus Maidana couldn't do it. Manny Pacquiao couldn't do it. Who the hell is Conor McGregor that never stepped into a boxing fight, never beat 12 rounds in his life? Why do you give him so much opportunity to beat Floyd? I see the bookies are crazy. How can you give him such big opportunity to beat Floyd? And what hurt me is this, what the reason why, I need to set this straight, and thank you for having me on air. A lot of people support me and a lot of people hate on me, especially the UFC case, MMA fighters. They need to get the story and the story straight. They tell me that whatever happens to sparring partners shouldn't be leaked footage. Now, thank you. Now, go tell that to Conor McGregor's team.
Yeah.
Because they were the guys leaking the footage, making me look bad. Conor McGregor on Mac Live edited footage and made me look ridiculously bad. And only after weeks of me taking all this nonsense, I decided to put down unedited footage a year ago, and just to prove my point and say, listen here, he didn't beat me up. So people need to get the story straight. Conor McGregor did me bad. Then I just, you know what, goes around, comes around, and I put out the truth.
No, I'm glad
that
you did.
That is what happened.
I'm glad you did, sir.
Chris, quick question.
Thank
here.
You,
a big conversation topic here in the States over this fight has been a lot about McGregor's instincts and his reaction if the fight goes bad or Floyd catches him, his natural reaction as an MMA fighter. In any of your sparring, did you notice that Conor was kind of holding back his natural MMA instincts to go for the legs and little things like that?
You know what? No. You know what? He did do a lot of the MMA kind of hand style, drop down with his knees and put his hands out there like he does in the MMA fight, but he didn't do anything that made me think that he was going to at one point kick me or choke me or grab my arm and put my arm in a ball. He didn't do anything like that. So I think Conor is going to be very professional about this, and he will not do it. I hope for him he doesn't do it, because I'm sure that they do have it in the contract that if Conor should pull any stunt like that, well, he's going to lose a lot of money. And I'm sure he's more professional than to do something like that.
I know it was just a sparring session, and you had headgear on, but could you get a sense of what kind of punching power Conor McGregor had?
You know what? I wasn't saying that, but people tell me, how do you say? You said Conor McGregor can't punch. Well, guys, we had 16-ounce boxing gloves on. I didn't feel nothing. I've been hit harder, way harder in my life sparring than whatever Conor landed on me. He didn't faze me at all. And in fact, I'm smaller than Conor. And I would walk him down when I felt like, okay, well, I'm going to put you on your back foot. I was so easily putting Conor on the back foot. So I wasn't fazed by his punching power. I wasn't fazed at all.
So here's the thing that I'm finding kind of confusing. I mean, everything that you're saying, I believe 100,000%. But to me, it seems kind of strange that if you what you're saying and what you know, the promoters in Vegas, they have to know this too. So how are they putting the money together to put this? I understand they're going to make a lot,
but it seems like such a sucker bet. They think that Conor always upsets the apple, for one. You know, on Friday he does something. And
he's a great talker, you're right.
You know, and he pulls off something. That's kind of Conor's Conor think? I think they think because he can punch with these 4-ounce UFC pad gloves on, it's not the same as 10-ounce sparring gloves. Now they're boxing gloves. Now they're fighting at 154, so that's 10-ounce gloves. Conor, let me tell you this. Conor is way bigger than McGregor, and we're all going to see it on the first press conference at Staples Center. He's way bigger than Mayweather, but I don't see him cause any threat. You know, people ask me what would I advise Conor to do. I would advise him not to try and show that he's got boxing skills. Don't come in there and try and match Mayweather with boxing. Don't try that, because he will embarrass you and he's going to pick you apart. My advice for Conor is put your chin down, put your hands up, and you know what? Rush him, try to rough stuff it up, throw as many punches as you can, make it as ugly as you can very quickly. And who knows, by miracle he'll land something. That is the advice I would give him. But I would not advise him to try and match Floyd Mayweather's boxing skill. And try and show the people that, oh, I can box, because then Mayweather's going to embarrass him.
You think it's the only shot that Conor McGregor really has is what you described? It's just a miracle?
Yeah.
That it's just going to be one of those where Floyd, who is so technically precise, I know, understand that he's 40 years old and he hasn't fought in a couple of years, but, I mean, that skill just doesn't completely go away. So, I mean, he's so smooth and so great defensively that Conor McGregor, rather, is just going to have to get lucky on maybe like on a left hook to the chin, and that's going to be it.
That's it. Something lucky. You know, hate me, love me, I call a spade, but that's just how I feel. You know, I've thought about this over and over and over, and I was like, you know what? We had fighters with Floyd, like 2 years ago with Manny Pacquiao. You know, there was fighters in there with Floyd. That is just phenomenal. So good at what they do. And they couldn't do anything. And you know what? We all will be crazy if we think Floyd took this 2 years off and totally relaxed. He was in the gym. I follow Floyd. He was sparring with his fighters on a few occasions. You know, Floyd is always in the gym, always running, doing something. And like you just said, so that skill just doesn't go away. You know, it does. It just needs to be polished a little bit. And that's why you have a training camp. And Floyd's just, you know what? Floyd is going to prove to everyone that stand-up boxing is just on a complete different level.
Former IBO welterweight champion Chris the Heat Van Heerden joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. You can follow him on Twitter at TheHeat001. So, Chris, how do you see this fight going? Because Floyd Mayweather hasn't knocked out anybody in 10 years. And it doesn't sound like McGregor has any chance at all.
No.
Go ahead, sir.
Give you something to think about this now, okay? Floyd's last few fights was, the last few years, Floyd fought at welterweight, which is 147. And Floyd would always come in at about 146. So this fight is sanctioned at 154. That's 8 pounds difference. So Floyd is going to come in at about, I would guess, like 152, 153. Floyd is going to come in bigger than he's ever been. That means he's got a little bit more power than he's ever had. So we might just see knockout. But what do I think now? How do I call this fight? I call this fight between around 3 and 5. Mayweather. I'm not going to push my, like I say, he's going to knock Conor out, because Conor's a tough guy. He's Irish. You know, he's got that fighting attitude. He's going to embarrass Conor, beat him up, land whenever he lands, just bust him up, and the rest will jump in between 3 and 5 and say, you know what, this is it, done. Now, let me tell you this. If Floyd let this fight go past 6 rounds, brother, it is not good for Floyd. It's not good at all, because it's not good. The longer Floyd let this fight go, it's not good for Floyd.
Chris, we have a caller that wants to ask you a question. Are you good with that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll say
all right, great. Tom joins us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. Tom, you have a question for Chris?
Yeah, I just don't understand what the previous caller was talking about. I mean, come on, man. I mean, so... get in a fight, okay, so then what?
I don't understand your question. What are you trying to say,
sir? I don't understand the question.
Yeah, I don't either. Tom, what are you trying to ask?
I don't know.
All right, thanks for wasting our time, Tom. Sorry about that, Chris. So the weird thing, though, with Conor McGregor is that Conor McGregor, I mean, he's only had one fight that went five rounds, and it's five-minute rounds in the UFC. That's 25 minutes. That's, you know, eight rounds of professional boxing. So I think that if Mayweather, if this thing goes the distance, I don't think Conor McGregor is going to last. I think he's going to drop. So
no, he's not going to last. That's what I'm saying. I'm with you on this. 12 rounds is a hell of a long time. Conor McGregor is very soon going to realize and find out that being in that ring for a certain period of time, that it's tiring. The focus, the mental focus that you've got to sustain. And, well, nevertheless, with a guy like Mayweather in front of you that's just going to, you know, you got to be so focused. And for that period of time of 12 rounds, even 8 rounds, even 6 rounds, Conor has never been there. That's why I'm so, you know, it's just, this fight should have never happened, honestly.
So, as a professional boxer, when this fight was announced, were you offended by it? Because, it's like, hey, how come this guy who's never fought before in his entire life, how come this his first fight is this? Were you offended by it, or were you just kind of like, look, that's just the nature of the business?
I wasn't offended by it, but I was a little bit disappointed and angry because there's fighters out there that's on a higher level than me, and like guys like me that's been doing this for 10, 15 years of their life, devoting it, putting the life on, putting in the hard work, working their way up to hopefully land something like this. And here comes a guy with an 0-0 record and he snatches it away just because the public demands it. And you know what? We as the people are to blame because we demanded it. We made it to believe. We made it out to be such a big thing. And you know, it's sold. But I wasn't offended. I was just kind of angry and hurt. And that's when people should, this is it. If you go back to the Mac life, Conor McGregor in January, I think it was January 31st of this year, Conor McGregor released edited 6-minute footage on the Mac life, making me look terrible. Like where I would miss, he would put it in, and where he would hit me, he put it in. So he completely made me look bad. And I didn't respond to that in January. I was like, you know what? If this fight happens, boom, I'm going to put something out there. That's when I put this new footage out where, just to show people that, look here, man, you guys are delusional. I'm not on no level like Mayweather. I call a spade, I'm not on Mayweather's level. And I could hit this guy. Look at this. You guys have just, talked Conor McGregor into a $100 million fight. Well done. He's
winner.
He's
going to make a lot of money. You're right.
He is the winner no matter what. But I was angry and I wanted to show people that this, you know what? Good luck, boys. Mayweather is going to destroy it. But I'm a Conor McGregor fan. I'm a UFC fan. But when it comes to boxing, a sport that I devote my life to and work so hard to achieve success in, I'm going to call a spade and I'm going to stand up, man.
Chris, we appreciate your time this evening, sir. Enjoy your weekend and we look forward to having you on again soon.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris. That is Chris the Heat Van Heerden. He is the former IBO welterweight champion of the world. You can follow him on Twitter at TheHeat001. I thought he had some pretty interesting things to say. You had a great question there, Rock, about, like, you know, you can see Conor McGregor fighting the instinct to do the normal UFC thing where to, you know, try to get to get you on the ground, and he said no. But I thought the most interesting thing he said there, because a lot of people who are giving Conor McGregor a chance in that fight are saying, well, you know, he's got punching power, and Chris is saying, no, he really doesn't.
Yeah, I tweeted it out there. He said his punching power isn't impressive at all.
Yeah.
And I believe, I paraphrased this one, didn't directly quote him, pretty much said that McGregor punching him with 16-ounce gloves, he barely felt like he was being hit at all.
Well, I mean, 16-ounce gloves are big gloves.
They are,
so
but
they're not going to be fighting with that big a glove, but
no,
still.
But the fact of the matter is, I'm pretty sure he's sparred with plenty of people who can actually hit with 16-ounce gloves. I'm not saying, I'm aware of the fact that they're not using 16-ounce gloves, but it's the way he illustrated the lack of punching power from McGregor overall.
The hype for this fight is going to be tremendous, but the fight itself is going to be awful.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that.
Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, Rocky and I are going to talk about the recent trades that were made in the National Basketball Association. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.